tree. V'tola bo kukola. And you have now a basket hanging down from this peg, is the pens. And inside this basket is your Erev. It's talking about in the case when you want to make an Erev Tchumen, you want to be able to walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos. So the Yetzer is, before Shabbos, you put a piece of bread down on the ground where you want to rest, and since your bread is there, you could eat it there, it's called your Mokum is there. Now what about you put the bread in a basket, and the basket is hanging on a peg off the tree? It depends. L'malva miyasar tefachim. If the basket is 10 tefachim off the ground and the bread is inside the basket, is any ruvi erev. Then the erev is no good. Why? Since the basket, Rashi says, is usually rochav dal, it's at least 4 tefachim wide, and it's yud tefachim high now, so it's called the reshus hayochid. So it's as if the erev is in the reshus hayochid, and you want to rest on the bottom, on the floor, which is reshus haradim. So you're not allowed to take the bread out of the basket to put it into the floor. So b'zoi, it's not called, you could use this Erev now. So therefore the Erev doesn't help for you. His Erev Tchum is the pshat is, we look as if you're resting in that place. And since you have bread to eat there, that's your Mokum Shvisa. But here, the bread is in the Rishus HaYochid. And you're sitting on the floor of Rishus HaRabin. If you can't get the bread out, so it's not called a good Erev. Ma'ashenkei l'matam yutvachim, if the basket is yutvachim down, then it will be Erev. Then we say the Erev is called the good Erev. Why? Because since it's not in the Rishus HaYochid, it's lamata meyud. So Taisus asked the kasha, the chur to still be a karmelis. Anything rochav dal dal dalad that's not gevoya yud is a karmelis b'shus harabim. So it should still be yosa to take something out of the karmelis into b'shus harabim. So Taisus says, like Rashi said before already, that in a kli there's no din karmelis. A kli doesn't have a shem karmelis. So therefore here you're allowed to take the bread out of the basket on Shabbos.
What's nogei to our halacha if you could be mishtamish with a tree or not? The deed is like this. Taimo denoyetz yesed bilan. Why do we say it's mutter to take the bread out of this basket? As the Braisa said, if the basket is lamata lower than yutfochim, the erev is good. Why is it a good erev? Because you're allowed to take the bread out of the basket. Why are you allowed to take the bread out of the basket? Because the basket was not directly hanging on the tree. It was only hanging on a peg that was sticking out of the tree. As taimo denoyetz yesed bilan. That there was a peg stuck into the tree, and you had now the basket hanging on the peg. Tzadiyah kolay noitz, mashma, if you did not have the peg sticking out of the tree, you just had the basket on the tree itself. Even if the basket is lower, then yutvachim, still the erev would not be chal. Why? Because since the bread is in the basket, and the basket is hanging on the tree, that's called tzidei, that's called using the sides of the tree, and you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the side of the tree. So the chiluk, whether the basket is hanging on the tree itself, or whether it's hanging on a peg sticking out of the tree. So the Gemara, this is Abayis Raya. This Tana holds the Ka'osa Bitzdodin. It says it's Osa Bitzdodin. Mashma, if the basket would be hanging from the tree itself, it would be Osa to take the bread out of the basket. And still it's mutter now that the basket is hanging on a peg. Just the peg is attached to the tree. So the peg is considered like the tzad of the ilan. And the basket hanging on it now is considered tzidei tzdodim, like two times removed. There's a chilik between tzdodim and tzidei tzdodim. So the chloraya to abaya. And number Rav Papa, Zokta Papa. Rav Papa wants to give a teretz. No, I'll tell you, Bemisin, this rice is talking about bitzdodim. It's talking about where it's hanging on the tree itself. Or b'zoi, what's the difference? We're talking about a basket that the opening is very tight. That when you take the bread out of the basket, since the opening of the basket is very tight, you have to pull hard on the basket. So if the basket is attached to the tree, then we're afraid when you're going to pull open the basket to get the bread out, you're going to move the tree itself. And then you'll be mishamish with the tree itself. And that's also to mishamish with mechub with the tree on Shabbos. So that's where a pop is b'miyashnev according to Rabbah. That really this brisa holds, tzedodim itself is mutter. There's no enough communion between tzedet tzedodim and tzedodim. Both cases would be mutter to mishamish from the tree. Now the chesaron here is that since it's a tight opening on the basket, we're afraid when you come to take the bread out, you'll be mishtamish, you'll move the tree itself. So if the basket is attached to the tree, we have this chashash. But if the basket, like the Braisa says, is only attached to a peg sticking out of the tree, since it's a little bit away from the tree, then we're not afraid you'll be mishtamish with the tree itself. I was like, Gemara, what's the mask on of a hilchasa? And this is the way we hold the halacha. Stodin asurim. The sides of the tree you can't use. But see that stodim mutarim. But two times removed. See that stodim, two stodim, that's mutar. And we'll soon see what the case is. Omer Ravashi. So Ravashi, hashtu the yamrit. Now that you tell me, stodim asurim, that you're not allowed to use the sides of a tree, hai darga dimidloi. If you have a ladder that you want to climb up, if you want to go up to a sukkah on top, you want to go up to the roof, so you want to use a ladder to climb up. Is lalinche inish adikle. A person should not let the ladder lean on the palm tree. On the tree? Why? To have lut stodim. Hey, this is the case of bimishtamish with its side of a tree. Hey, the ladder itself, you're allowed to climb up the ladder. But since the ladder is leaning against the tree, it's called you bimishtamish with mechuber. But you're not walking up the tree itself. You only be mishtamish with the side of the tree. That's also. Elo, what's the yetsa? Linche agavzo lebar midiklo. Let the ladder lean against something like a peg sticking out of the tree. Something else, not the tree itself. So the melo, the peg itself coming out of the tree is called its dodim. That's the sides. Now that the ladder is leaning on that, the ladder is tzidetz dodim. And tzidetz dodim is muta. So the maravaita v'chisolik, and when you go up the ladder, you should not put your feet on the peg itself. Because if you put your feet on the peg, since the peg is the stodim of the tree, you're going to be mishtamish with the side of an elam, which is also. Now let your foot only go on the planks of the ladder itself. So since the ladder is only attached to the peg, and the peg to the tree, so the ladder itself is called the tzidetz dodim, and that's mutter to use on Shabbos.
Yelim by the mission. Matirin pikiyai omir lifnei behema. This is a shalom if not to be matriach yourself to feed behemis, give them food on Shabbos. So pikiyai omir means bundles, tied up bundles of stalks. You'll have to untie them on Shabbos to give to the behema, lifnei behema. A bravada fashetza that the knot was not a knot shal kayoma. That's nifi deraisa. But inside that the kesher wasn't the kesher shal kayoma, you light out matriach yourself, untie the knot to spread aside, to spread out the yitzvur. Or mafaspaspin es hakipin. Mafaspin also, you could spread out the tfuah. Mafaspaspin es hakipin means also spread out the tfuah that's bundled together. In order to make it easier for the animal to eat, you light out spread out the tfuah to give to him to eat. Avaloy es hazirin. But the zirin that you can't feed the animal with. Zirin you're not allowed to feed the behemoth with. That you can't feed him with. Avaloyas zirin. We'll see in the Gemara what zirin is. That small type of tfuah is not so ripe yet. It's unripe tfuah. Ein maraskin loyas hashachas loyas hacharuvin lifnei behemoth. You're not allowed to maraskin means like chop up. The shachas, that's the unripe tfuah. Loyas hacharuvin, that's a boxer. You can't chop it up lifnei behemoth. To give it to the behemoth teeth on Shabbos. Bein daka ben gasa. Whether you have a big behema or whether you have a small behema, both you can't do on Shabbos. We have Yehuda matir becharuvin ladaka. We have Yehuda though was matir with charuvin to give to a daka. He was matir to chop up his boxer to give it to a behema daka. So Rashi learns piki yomer koshin shel shibolim. That's the stalks of the tefuah. Sheoidin they are tied together. Matir noisin sheyolechem a behema loichli. You could untie it on Shabbos. That the behema will be easy for the behema to eat it. Mafasvasin, shekendero shemafazvin lebehemu ha'asovim, it's good to spread out the tefuah in front of the behemah, v'yofon lo loichlu, it's good for them to eat it. Shekeshen dechukin, because if the tefuah is squashed together, mischamamin, it gets very hot. V'yeno merecha recha, it doesn't smell so good, kokach, v'kotzeben, the behemah doesn't like it. So therefore, to make the behemah enjoy his meal better, you're allowed to spread out the tefuah. Of the Mishnah says, yeah, kippin also. Rashi first the Gemara v'chein zirin. What's the chil between kippin and zirin? The Mishnah says abloyes zirin. Zirin is also. The Gemara will explain why zirin is also. Then ein meraskin means ein mechaskin. You can't chop it up into small pieces. Shachas, that's eitzer shel tfua, the grass of the tfua before it's ripe. Vuas pasto, that's the unripe tfua, wheat. Or mishum the tirchod leitzorichu. This is called the tirchod leitzorich. You don't have to chop it up. If the animal can eat it the way it is, you don't have to chop it up. Now the tirchod loy tzorach it's also. If you demate becharuvin ledaka, he's mat you to chop up the boxer to give to a young animal. Sheshinei dakas bekoshenor. That's a young animal. The teeth are very soft, so he needs it to be chopped up in order to eat it. It's not called shlo tzorach. That's called a big tzorach. Therefore, it's mat. That's the Mishnah. Omer Rav Huna, hein hein pekiyin, hein hein kipin. And when the Mishnah says peki, and then the Mishnah says kipin, it's really the exact same thing. No pekiyin trei, pekiyin means it was tied two bundles together. Kipin tlosa, kipin means you have three bundles together. Now these two things are muta. So Rashi, hein hein pekiyin, hein hein kipin. Kulan koshin shel shebolim. Both of them means the hard parts of the stalks. Hein. Mio pekiyin trei. Shainan kshurun ela b'shnei roshim. Pekiyin means only tied on two ends of it. And kipin tlas means kshurun gimel agudim. Three of them are tied together. That's the chiluk. But they're both the exact same type of stuff. It's both this hard stalks. And zirin, what does zirin mean? That zirin the arzi. Zirin, that's the third thing. That's something different. That's young shouts of arzi, of cedar trees. Trashi zirin the arzi. Anofim lachim, the wet leaves, shall eris from a cedar tree. Shemazad and nice and avoid them lachim when they're very wet, ruin the behemoth. It's roi for behemoth to eat these leaves off the cedar tree. Roi bin ayod the manicha nice and liatsim. But most people let this resin become nice and hard, and then they use it for wood later on. But when it's young and ripe, it's very soft, a behemoth could eat it. So this is the Pshan of the Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ma tirin, you could untie piki omer. If you have bundles of the stalks, you can untie them on Shabbos. Lifnei behema, in order to make it easy for the behema to eat it. Or ma fasfas fin, huadin, you could spread out the tfuam. Vuhuadin lekipin. And the same halacha applies to kipin. There's the halacha of pikiin and kipin have the exact same halacha. That you're allowed to untie and spread out both of them, whether the bundles of two or bundles of three, you could untie it and spread out both of them. And the Mishnah says, "Avulayas hazirin." That's also, but zirin, we're saying that this young shoots from the cedar tree, that's also loy lefaspes. You can't spread them out. Loy lehater, if they're tied up in a bundle, you can't untie them. That's the way Rav Huna learns Pshat now Mishnah. Shrashi bochikoma matirin pian om nomo fasusin vechivan the mikaru uchleninu. Since they're both an eichel, muta l'troyach behem le'achshirim le'mesakin lo. That since bemesin it's edible now to the behemah. So since it's called an eichel already, he holds you allowed to be matriach. Bother yourself to make it easier for them to eat it. V'yes ha'kipin the same thing. Afein matirin ofasfes. You can untie it and spread it out. V'yafagav benafish tuchayv. Even though it's more of a tirchuk, because there's three bundles, still it's muter. Avol yes ha'zirin. But zirin that's also le'el ofasfes. You can't spread it out. For not to untie the knots. Why the chiv and the mikora? Since at the beginning it's not called an eichel yet, like we said, this young leaf. Usually people leave it to become hard into a piece of wood. So right now it's not called an eichel for an animal yet. And now you are going to make it into an eichel. Heavenly alude uchla b'shabes. If you're going to go and untie or make these reeds edible, it's called you're making like a piece of wood into an eichel. That's also to do on Shabbos. That's Rav Huna's svara. Well, since in Allah, we don't hold like Rav Huna. But his svara is if you have an eichel, something that's edible for the animal, then you're allowed to be matriarch yourself, make it nicer, make it more appetizing for the animal. But something that's not edible yet, no, you first have to cut it up to make it edible, that's also to do on Shabbos. It's called an issur of you being midrabbonin because you're creating food. You're not allowed to create food on Shabbos. Tos out Rav Huna. Omer Rav Chizda. Chizda says, my time of the Rav Huna, what's the sworn Rav Huna? He yells, Kosova, lemitruach buchlo tachinen. You're allowed to be matriach, work on an oichel. Aber leshav yeochlo, to make something into a food, le meshavinen. That you're not allowed to create. You're not allowed to create the food on Shabbos. That's Rav Huna's sworn. Tomorrow, Rav Yehudi Omar, hein hein pekiyin, hein hein zirin. Rav Yehudi learns a little bit different. He learns pekiyin and zirin are the same thing in the Mishnah. They're both these hard stalks of the tfua, the stalks. Pekiyin though trei, pekiyin means a bundle of two of them, and zirin, even though the Mishnah says loyas zirin, he learns that means tlosa. That's three. There are three bundles of stalks, that's called zirin, and two bundles is called pekiyin. Now kipin, what does the Mishnah mean when it says kipin? That's the arzi. He learns fakir. Kipin is the arzi. Kipin is the leaves off the cedar tree that right now is not edible, and by you cutting it off, you're making it edible. Vachikoma. This is what the Mishnah means according to Rabbi Yehuda. Matirin pekiyei omer lefnei behemah. You're allowed to untie a bundle of stalks in front of the animal. Avo pisfusei loy. But to spread them out in front of the animal, that's awesome. But he holds, since it's called an eichel, you're not going to be matriach yourself with an eichel. You can't do anything to the eichel. You can't spread out the eichel.
That's also. Now v'kipin, that's also that's kipin, that's the leaf of the cedar tree. He owes pispusve namim mefasvinim. Kipin, which if I cared, right now it's not a loichel, it's not roy teeth. Usually you leave this leaf leave it to grow on the tree to become a hard piece of wood. So now if you want to cut it off it's cut off before Shabbos. If you want to chop it up, it's called, or spread it out, that's called you're making a loichel. He holds you're allowed to make a loichel on Shabbos. If I care, kipin. The thing that's not a loichel, pispusay namim pasvinim. You're allowed to spread them out on Shabbos. Avoloi hazirin. But the zirin, that's something, the stalks, that is an oichel already, that you can't spread out. It's a diak lefisfus, you can't spread them out. Elo lahatir, it's only mutter to untie the bundles. So the kids have Yehuda holds, you're allowed to untie the bundles, that's like doing nothing. But pispuset, to spread it out, that's called you be matriach yourself. So you matriach yourself on something that isn't oichel already, he holds that's also. Ademur says, oh my rover. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the husband of Rabbi Yehuda? How come he's more makel by this arms of this leaf that's not an oichel, rather than the other things, the stalks that are oichlin? Because he holds the furrows like this, not where we hold halacha. Kisavar, shav yeuchla mishavinet. Fakir. If the animal can't eat it the way it is now, it's not called an oichel for him, the Rabbanu will make you, you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos. So you're allowed to do something to the food to make it edible for the animal. So mainly the kipin, which according to him is this leaf from the cedar tree, since the way it is now, the animals won't eat it. You're allowed to be masfas space, spread it out to make it edible for the animal. You're allowed to be meshavi uchla to the animal. Mashenkein is sabah shibuya uchla meshavinen, or the mitrach be uchla loy tachinen. But if you have these stalks, that the animal could eat the stalks, it's edible, and he could eat it. Now you want to spread out the stalks to make it more appetizing for the animal, that's awesome. You're now going to be matriach yourself for an oichel for the animal. That's called shlele tzurich. Like monoshuk, you have stalks here that are edible. So the animals will eat them. So you want to make it a little bit nice, you want to spread it out easier for him, that's also. Not going to be matriach yourself for the animal. But if you don't have an oichel, it's not edible for him, so since you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos, you're allowed to like be mishav, you're allowed to work to make the food good. Avad, you're not doing your malach here. It's only like it's Shabbos should be awesome. But the Rabbanan, he holds there's no issue with the Rabbanan. The Rashi says here, Ulmatiro the Shavi Uklo Mishum Tsar Behemashari. Since if you don't feed the animal to be tsar, Mishum Tsar the Behemah the Rabbanim will mat to you. Our pispus light, but stand to spread out its food, the Rabbanim will mat to you. The Sagale Biatara, it's enough for the animal to eat it after you untie the knot. And the male of the animal will eat it. To spread it out, that's called the Tiracha Stam, to make it more appetizing, that's also for an animal. So the Martana. So you're in the learned Aloha. Our Mishnah says, "Ein meraskin es hashachas."
Actually, you want to take a look now and see if anybody's back here from Shira. Anybody's there?
Kanan, yeah, we learned here. "Ein meraskin es hashachas v'yes hacharuvin l'fnei behema." Hey, you're not allowed. It says in the Mishnah, you can't chop up the hashachas. That's the unripe tzvur. V'yes hacharuvin, the box of l'fnei behema. You can't chop it up on Shabbos. Ben daka ben gasa. That's the Tanakhama. Whether you have a young behemoth or a big behemoth, you can't chop it up for it. So the Moz Madaik, now my love, charuvim dumi the shachas. We're talking about this boxer that doima to shachas. Shachas is what? Is this unripe tfuah. Now ma shachas, just like shachas, unripe tfuah, that means the young wheat before... So we'll be Madaik now from the Mishnah. That they raskin is a shachas and charuvim. So my love, charuvim dumi the shachas. That the boxer is doimah to the unripe, the young tfuah, the young wheat. Ma shachas, just like shachas, the rechicha, it's soft. Usually unripe wheat is very, it's when it's first growing, it's very soft. Is af charuvim, who are then this boxer we're talking about in the Mishnah, is also the rechichi. It's also a very soft boxer. Alma, sechif in our Mishnah, loy tachina biuchlo. That we're talking about, it's soft, so the animal could eat it. So since the animal could eat it the way it is now, this shachas and this charuvim, that's why the Mishnah says, ain't raskin. You're not allowed to chop it up, make it more appetizing for the animal. So the chura to you, to the Rav Huna. The chura, this is a riot to Rav Yehuda, and a kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the one that said, fakert, if you have an oichol, you're allowed to be matriach yourself to make it more appetizing for the animal. It's only also to chop up something that's not edible. But if it's edible, you can do what you want. And of course, the Mishnah's mashmano, the Mishnah says, ain't maraskin. You can't chop up this boxer and this shachas, even though it's very soft. The animal could eat it anyway. So you see, you can't be matriach yourself with an oichel. Omalok Rafuna, no, it's not shver. Omrafuna, omalok Rafuna, loy, that's not shan the Mishnah. Atayi shachas dunya de cheruvim. The Mishnah, when it says shachas, is unripe tfuah, it means dunya de cheruvim boksa. That ma cheruvim biakushay. His boksa, like we know, it depends. When it's very soft, it's still green. When it's very young, it's still soft. But shanky later, when we see when it gets black, it's very hard. So the Mishnah means cheruvim hard boksa. And who was in shachas? Af shachas biakushay. That is very hard. So the mela, it's not edible for the animal right now. So that's where Rav Huna learns from the Mishnah. So Rav Huna learns, if you have something that's not edible for the animal, you're not allowed to cut it up to make it edible for the animal. But the Rabbanan, that's also, that's called Yibi Meshava Uchlo, it's also to be Meshava Neuchel. So that's how Rav Huna learns from the Mishnah, that the Shachas is doing it to the Cheruvim, they're both very hard. That's why you can't feed it to the animal on Shabbos. Omalak, yeah. So the more heichim mishkachas lo, how do we have this that's very hard? How do we have it that's very hard? The shachas v'ili zutri, very small sprouts. When they're very small, then even though it's young, still it could be hard. So it's possible to have hard shachas that's not edible for the animal. Therefore, the Mishnah learned this. What the Mishnah says, according to Rav Huna, you're not allowed to chop up this shachas and cherubim because then you're making it edible for the animal. We'll soon see the halacha that we hold like Rav Yehuda. If I care, that's muta. Toshima. Rav Yehuda mate becheruvin. The end of the Mishnah says, Rav Yehuda was mate becheruvin ladaka. You're allowed to chop up a boxo to give it to a young animal, to give it to a daka. Rav Yehuda mate becheruvin ladaka. So it's a diak ladaka in, you can only chop it off to give it to a daka young animal, of a legasaloi. To a big animal, you can't give it. Now, Iyam rit bishleima, Tanakam mesovar, mitrach biuchlo loitachinon. If you're going to tell me pshat from the Tanakam of the Rabbonin, it's like Rabbi Yehuda learns pshat, that if you have an oichel already, you're not allowed to be matriach yourself with the oichel. Since the animal can eat it the way it is, you have no heter to be matriach. It's called a tircha shlel tzorich. Don't work too hard on Shabbos. Mashenke shavya meshavinen. But in the case where the food is not edible yet, so as the behemoth will have tsar, he can't eat, then you're allowed to meshav, you're allowed to do something to the food to make it edible. Of the zoy, that's pshat the Mishnah. Haino the kom Rabbi Yehuda. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said back to the Tanakama. Ha charuvim ledaka nami shavi ochluhu. You should know charuvim, this boxer, you should know if you chop it up for young animals, it's also called yibi mishavi ochlu. But since they're young animals, they can't eat this boxer yet. So what are you doing? You're being mishavi ochlu, that's why it's mutter. Then it'll be good what Yehuda is saying. If Yehuda is telling the Tanakama, you should know for behema daka, charuvim is not edible. So that's why I'm not even to chop up charuvim for young animals. Eli Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, Tanakam is sofer. Tanakama holds like Rav Huna. That what shav yuchlo loy mishavinim. That Rav Huna shiter is, you're not allowed to make an oichel. Something that's not edible the way it is, you can't do something to the food to make the food edible for the animal. Of a mitrach biyuchlo mitrachinon. But if it's edible already, then you start want to spread out the food to make it more appetizing for the animal, that's mutter. If that's pshat in the Tanakama, according to Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to chop up charuvim ladaka. Now obviously we're talking about now charuvim, that's soft. Because if it's hard charuvim, it's not an oichel, it's also to make an oichel. So what's mutter? Only if it's edible anyway, you're allowed to chop it up to make it more easy for the animal to eat. So that's pshat in Rav Yehuda. What does he say? Only for behem ladaka it's mutter. For the Gemara kol shchein lagasa, avatim should be mutter to chop up the charuvim for a gasa. Because a behem lagasa can eat the charuvim the way they are. It's called an oichel for him. So what are you chopping it up for? Just to make it more pleasant for him to eat it. So according to Rav Huna, you're allowed to be matriach yourself to make food more pleasant for the animal. So Rav Yehuda holds, you're allowed to chop up charuvim because it's just cool. You're making the food more edible. So why only for a daka, for a young one? His koshchen legasa, avadet the behemah is a bigger behemah, avadet should be mutter. And for the Gemara, mi savrit do you say, daka, daka mamish, that if Yehuda mean mamish, daka means a young animal, and then you have the svara. If it's called an oichel, if a young animal could eat it. So avadet and avadet, it's called a food for a big one also, it should be mutter. So the more name, my daka gasa, teyef haker. What does daka mean? It means a big animal. Enoch nami. For small animals, you can't chop off the cheruvim. Because talking about hard cheruvim, it's not edible for the young animals. So since it's not edible, it's not called an oichel, it's also to chop it up, you can't make an oichel on Shabbos. No, what does it mean to say ladaka? It means you can chop it up for a big animal, legasa. And a big animal, the pshat is, a big animal could eat the cheruvim the way they are. So since it's edible for the big animal, for him you're allowed to chop it up to make it more pleasant. because he treated it anyway. But B'zayr to the Gemara, my call is Daka, it's mother. Why do you call Daka? Daka usually means a thin animal, means a young thing animal. So why do you call a big one Daka? And the Gemara, the Daiki Biokhla, it means for a cat that has good healthy teeth. The Daika, the Baramashi, the Daika means Kaiseses Yokon. It chews the food very good. So Daki here means like a Lushan chopping it up very well. It could chop up, chew up the food very well. And it could chop up the food in its mouth. Therefore, even though you have a hard charuv, a hard boxer, for a behemoth that has good teeth that could chew well, it's called an oichol. So once it's called an oichol, then you're allowed to chop it up just to make it more pleasant for the animal. That's also Liba the Rav Huna. That's the Rav Huna learns Kran now Mishnah. So the Mahamidic Tani Reisha, but since the Reisha says, Bein Daka, Bein Gasa, that's not Skutera still. Because in Tanakam it says it's also to chop them up, Bein Daka, Bein Gasa. Is Lechura Mechlad, Rabbi Yehuda, Daka, Daka Mamish Kamer. Lechura Tzmashman, Rabbi Yehuda says, so Behema Daka means Badavka, a small, young animal, but not for a big one. Obazoi Vadamar Bekash, Nechlami, Obazoi, it's Shver, according to Rabbi Huna, and it's more Mestach, according to Rabbi Yehuda. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is very good. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you have food that's edible for the animal, you can't do anything for it. Let the animal eat it the way it is. It's only mutter to be matriach yourself if the behemah can't eat it the way it is. If you have to be mishav, you make it into an eichel, mishum tsar balachayim, it's mutter to do it. So then it's very good, Rabbi Yehuda, the end of the Mishnah. He holds charuv in boxer, he holds ladaka for a young animal, he can't eat this boxer yet. So for him to chop it up, it's not called you're making it pleasant, it's called you're making the food. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. Why? According to it's very good in the Mishnah. Why, he's matad afka to a daka, young animal, mashenkin to a bigger animal, since for him it's edible the way it is, so he's not want to chop it up to make it more pleasant, he also can't make, he can't be matriach himself on a meichel. He can only do something to make it into a meichel. That's why it's good. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, you can only chop up boxer, ladaka for a young animal. For a young animal, that's called you making the food into a food, that's mutter. Tor Shema, come now, bring your right. There's Alocha, we have later, next Mishnah, Mechatchin, Mechatchin, it's the Mishnah later, Mechatchin Esadluyin Lefnei HaBehema.